The closely watched Standard & Poor's 500 index fell to an 11-year low, taking that index back to pre-technology bubble levels. The Dow Jones Industrials fell another 444 points to 75.52, its lowest level since 2003. Tim Mulholland is a futures trader in Chicago.
Once the market takes out its 02 lows, which in the S&P it just did, I think the Dow is around 7,200. I think that's when you can look for the blow-off bottom and perhaps maybe an end to the selling, or at least an intermediate-term bottom.
Mulholland spoke on Bloomberg Television. Citigroup, until recently the biggest U.S. bank, continued its fall and has now lost nearly 50% of its value in just the past 2 days. Congress Thursday turned aside the pleas of industrial state lawmakers from both parties and postponed until the week of December 8th any vote on granting emergency loans to U.S.-based car companies. The Detroit Three say the credit squeeze and sharp falloff in consumer demand has left them so short of cash that they may face possible bankruptcy. Lee Hoskins is the former governor of the Reserve Bank of Cleveland, Ohio. Hoskins told Bloomberg News that he opposes aid to the car companies unless tight conditions are attached.
Congress is foolishly going to go ahead and do this. Then I think they should demand a lot from both the labor unions and the companies themselves, including changing the management if you want.
Gold gained another $13 on the day to $749 an ounce, and oil lost another $4 to under $50 a barrel. Oil prices are now down about 60% from their record highs set in mid-July. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.